confines of being you. You can sort of cast off the uniform of your own flesh in some funny way and put on the uniform of somebody else's skin. You can escape the little world that's inside your skin and live inside the world that the writer produces for you. It can be an escape in a frivolous sense, just escaping from you, which is not to be sneezed at. It's rather nice to have happen. But escaping from you into something richer, realer, more immediate, and more shimmering, even if it's only the moment of the frog jumping into the pond. Or a prayer like the one I heard in a little staff meeting. Everybody was praying at the end of it. It was marvelous. But then a man started singing his prayer, and it was at that instance like a work of art. I was so caught up in it, the shimmeringness of it, the unrepeatableness of it, the unverbalizableness of it. So, art is saying stop. It helps us to stop by putting a frame around something and makes us see it in a way we would never have seen it under the normal circumstances of living, as so many of us do, on sort of automatic pilot, going through the world without really seeing much of anything. It's even easier to see this, I think, in the case of painting, that art where the painter literally puts a frame around something. And you can think of whatever painting you choose to think of. My wife and I recently went to this marvelous exhibit on Monet, our favorite impressionist, and there's this marvelous series of paintings of a haystack out in some field in France. If you've ever seen those, you know what I'm talking about. Just a simple sort of haystack-shaped haystack, but painted in dawn, painted in rain, painted with frost and snow, painted at dusk, painted in such a way that this totally ordinary object simply shimmers with life, shimmers with suchness. It's not asking you to go anywhere away from that haystack, just to see it, to see the miracle of it. This is particularly true, it seems to me, in the case of great portraits, the way in which a face is framed in a way to make it unforgettable. And to me, the great portraitist of all is Rembrandt. I remember as a child going to my grandparents who lived not far from the Metropolitan Museum in New York and going there again and again. He's so good, and I think especially of one portrait. I wish I could name it for you, but I can't, of an old Dutch woman in a black dress and a tight-fitting white cap and a starched ruff and a sort of waxy pale skin, wrinkled, her upper teeth are gone, her lip is sunken in, her hands folded looking out from that frame. In no sense a remarkable face. If you saw that face sitting across the aisle from you on an aeroplane, or if you saw it coming down pushing a cart full of groceries, you'd never notice it at all. Not a remarkable face, but a face that has been so remarkably seen by Rembrandt that we are jolted into seeing it remarkably. And that old woman's face somehow becomes all faces, and all faces are somehow contained in that face. And what I think the artist, the painter, is doing, as the writer is saying stop, the painter is saying look. Look at each other's faces the way Rembrandt looked at the old woman's face. Or look at your own face. Maybe that's the hardest of all. In the mirror, the way that Rembrandt looked at that old woman's face, which is to say, look at it not just for the wrinkles and the sunken upper lip and the white ruff, but look at it for what lies within the face, for the life that makes the face the way it is. You'd think that would be easy. It's so easy to look and see what we pass through in this world, but we don't. If you're like me, you see so little. You see what you expect to see rather than what's there. When I was at Princeton, a psychology class conducted an experiment to make this point to people. There was a room that you peeked at through a little hole, and they told you what to look for, a position of a certain object and so on. And you would come away having looked through the peephole and answer questions about what you saw. Then they would ask, "Did you notice anything else about the room?"